Greetings, everyone. Welcome to our 2018 annual town meeting. My name is Mike Myers. I'm the headmaster of the school, and it is my honor and privilege to introduce our school board president to you at this time, Mrs. Sandy Abel. She's going to just share a few thoughts to kick off our meeting. Sandy?
Hello, DaySpring family. My name is Sandy Abel, and I am chairman of the board of trustees. My history with DaySpring started quite a few years ago by attending the Remember America speaker series with Michael Reagan. We have attended every year since then and have loved them all. Now, I am not only involved with DaySpring as a board member, but as a Mimi, which is what my granddaughter Elizabeth calls me. This is her first year at DaySpring, and we see her growing in so many ways. She loves to share what she's learning with us. As a board member, I get to see firsthand how this community works and grows together. There's a lot of exciting things in store for your family in the coming years. You will learn about some of those things in the town hall meeting this afternoon, so thank you for being involved. I also want to thank you for investing not only in the future of your children and our grandchildren, but in the future of this great country. America is in need of great leaders, and the principled approach that this school lives to is so important in growing strong, godly leaders. What your children learn here can and will change the world because it's rooted in God's redemptive and restorative plan for the world. Thank you for partnering with DaySpring and for sowing your time, talent, and energy into making DaySpring a school of excellence with an exciting future. And thank you to DaySpring faculty and staff who go above and beyond to bring you these events such as this town hall meeting.
I'd like to take a few minutes now just to talk a little bit about the spiritual emphasis for our school this year. This year, I felt very strongly that the Lord wanted us to focus on what it means to be a citizen of His kingdom. In particular, what does it mean to be a son or a daughter of the King of Kings? Often, we find that there's a disconnect between what we really believe and how we live out our lives. And I think the Lord wants to help us come to the fullness of what He has in His kingdom. When you look at our mission statement as a school, the very first one of those four bullet points is that we desire our students to come into full relationship, to acknowledge the Lordship of Jesus Christ in every area of their lives. That is the gateway. All those other bullet points, all the other things that we do here at school, really are secondary to that relationship with Christ. So how can we facilitate that? What can we do that will encourage our children to continue to grow and mature in their own relationship with Christ Jesus? See, our goal in this world today, in this culture in which we live, is to really prepare our students, to give them the tools that they need to be able to reason from biblical truth. And then to take that truth and apply it appropriately in every area of life. We want them to live as sons and daughters of the King, not as orphans, not as slaves, but people who experience the peace of God and the joy of the Lord, even in the midst of storms and trials that certainly come during life. That's what God's goal is for us. Just recently, I read an article that talked about how atheism is on the rise in Generation Z, that in fact it has doubled the amount of people that are saying they don't even believe in a God. We are at one of those points in history where there is tremendous turmoil and unrest, and I believe it's because the enemy is stirred up. So what does that have to do with us here at DaySpring Christian Academy? Well, we want to prepare our students for that onslaught in a culture that, on one hand, may say there's no such thing as absolute truth. Or on the other hand, and sometimes I think it's even worse, our culture says, anything you want to be true is truth. It's up to you to decide what is truth. And so that's what our young people are facing today. And so we seek the Lord, how can we help equip our students to not only stand up to that, but to be overcomers and to be influencers for Christ in this very changing culture. This school launch back in the late part of August, the Lord gave us a special prayer that you'll see on the screen that I think encapsulates the heart, not only just of this school year, but the heart of this school's mission. And that is, we pray, God, help our school to be a haven, a sanctuary, a place where children, young people, and parents can be secure in the knowledge that truth is being taught and love is being lived out in every classroom and every activity, a place where godly relationships are valued and fostered, all to the glory of God. Now that's a big prayer. That's a big thing to ask, but we serve a mighty God, and we believe that He will give us, as the school, you as parents, and our churches, all that we need to be effective to raise up a generation of disciples of Jesus Christ. Well, I want to shift gears here a little bit and just get into some more nuts and bolts issues. The first one being to remind everyone of our strategic plan and our strategic financial plan. A few years ago, we actually went into consultation with Independent Schools Management to chart a course forward that was going to enable our school to be an enduring school, to reach very important goals along the way. We're almost to the midpoint of that strategic plan and its financial plan that accompanies it. And I think it's always good for us to remind one another that the decisions that we make at the school level are always aligned to our mission and how our mission is being enhanced and supported by our strategic plan. So every aspect of the school comes under scrutiny. And sometimes we send out surveys, and as parents, you will get surveys, sometimes school-wide, sometimes we're looking at different departments or different programs, and we desire feedback from you. I've been so tremendously blessed by the parent coffees that we have had this winter season. Just great times of fellowship and parents sharing their heart and testimonies. And it's been a wonderful opportunity. You recently received a letter from me in the mail that gave a little more details of some of the changes that are coming. So I just want to highlight those again. I think the letter will do a better job of explaining them. But know that you always can contact me or one of the school principals or other administrators if you have questions in a certain area. One of the great things that we are launching this year that I'm sure you're aware of at this point is something called continuous enrollment, where we're really aligning our practice a little bit more with our philosophical view, and that is a DaySpring education is a whole package deal, and that we have our program laid out so that it is layer upon layer, building upon each layer to instill not only the heart of Christ, but the mind of Christ in our students. And so what we want to do is recognize that when we accept you into our school, our intent is that your children will graduate from DaySpring. And so we're not going to come to you in the middle of the winter every year and knock on your door, so to speak, and ask you, are you planning to come back next year? We believe that, of course, you're going to come back next year. And therefore, we're not going to talk about re-enrollment anymore, because we believe in continuous enrollment. And so one thing that goes along with that is that the re-enrollment fee that you're so used to, and I'm sure very fond of, that comes at this time of year, that's going to be just rolled right into tuition and will be spread out over the 12 months of the tuition, so that we're not going to come to you and ask for an extra check in February. In addition to the continuous enrollment idea, we are also launching something called comprehensive tuition. And again, I refer back to the letter that I sent you where kind of map out how that looks. But we have done this really for the benefit of our families, for our parents. As I said, I think in the letter and certainly at the coffees, the school is not making any money on this transition at all. We believe it's just a better way to serve you so that you have a much more firm idea of what it's actually going to cost for the education of your children this year, and it's spread out over the 12 months so that your budgeting can be much more secure in that. So again, if you have any questions about these things, please let us know. You will receive an email from the business office that will outline what your tuition is for the coming year, and that's an exciting thing for us at this time where we really begin to transition into important things that are being decided for the new school year. One thing that's going to be happening with our high school students that I wanted to be sure to mention, because it come kind of back to the spiritual aspect, is we're going to have a winter retreat for them this year, and we're bringing in a special speaker who is associated with Summit Ministries, and we believe it's going to be a time just for high schoolers for us to really talk about issues that are concerning to them, that they're facing, and that they're going to be, I think, freer to be able to share in that kind of environment. So we ask that you really pray about that. We love our young people, and we have a great hope that the Lord will continue to raise up a generation for the things that concern Him in our age. At this time, though, I also want to turn this over for another piece of our strategic plan. A lot of people ask about this. They're very concerned about it, and rightly so. And that has to do with our facilities. So I'm going to introduce Kevin Zimmerman, who is the chair of our facilities committee.
Hi, my name is Kevin Zimmerman, and I have the privilege of chairing our facilities committee. You can see by the bullet point number one there that the Facilities Committee has several members on it. And at any time, if you have information that you'd like to give to us, please feel free to. Our committee is responsible for both the existing facility, as you see it here. We monitor it for compliance with federal regulations. We do a safety audit once a year to make sure the facility doesn't have any things that would impede our children from being safe in this environment. If you've spent any time in the school, you realize that our school is growing, and we have utilized every inch of space that we have leased in this building, and there is no more room to expand. So at this point, we checked to see if the facility was available for sale, and it is not. It is owned by the Mountville Borough Authority. And so at this point, we are now looking, beginning our future search, our search for our future property where God would have us to be long term. In the meantime, we've secured a lease with the Mountville Borough Authority for a two-year lease with 4 one-year extensions. That gives us essentially a six-year lease, up to a six-year lease if we need to be here. In the meantime, we have begun the research now of what does a new school look like, what do we need amenities in it, those types of things, as well as we are working with realtors and contractors to figure out exactly where would be a good place for the school to be. We would like to remain in the area. We like the Mountville area. It has been, the town itself has been very good to us, and we would like to continue to be in this area. However, we don't know where God's going to end us up finally. And so we have created an algorithm that any property we look at, we can begin to look at how many people are going to increase their commute time versus decrease their commute time. And we've been able to find some properties that where it looks like it's going to be about a 50-50 increase versus a decrease. So our goal is to try to minimize the impact of any future move on our student population. We also would like to say that we're in the beginning stages, and so if there's anybody who would like to join the committee, please contact me. My information is on the fourth bullet point. And also, if you have any leads, we are talking to township managers, again with realtors, construction experts, and we are looking for property and doing due diligence on each one that's given to us. How can you help? Number one is earnestly pray about this matter. It's a lot of big decisions have to be made. We need a lot of input, and we just ask that a lot of doors be opened for all this to become a reality. So we'll keep you posted in the future as we continue to make progress down this way. Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Dan Stone. I'm the upper school principal, for those of you who don't know. And tonight, I would like to speak to you for a few minutes about some exciting things happening at DaySpring this year in academics and athletics. First of all, let me start with a really exciting development in our academic program. We have many new initiatives each year, and I'm going to share with you one of them from this year that I think really highlights some of the special things that our teachers do. Last summer, after 80 hours of instruction in teaching STEM, Mary Stauffer, Matt Henry, and Randy Gaiman, they're now leading their students in the creation of an indoor window garden. Research, planning, and design construction are taking place in the 7th and 8th grade science classes with statistical support from the 8th grade math class. After students analyzed their diet for 1 week, it was confirmed that middle school students do not eat enough fresh vegetables. I'll pause so that you can react surprised. The challenge was then presented to design and build an indoor garden system to grow fresh vegetables to supplement middle school students' lunch. The garden system will be located in the middle school hallway. Feel free to come in and check it out. It is up and running. And the hopes are that we can grow enough to feed all 7th and 8th graders one side salad per week for 4 weeks. After evaluating numerous designs, the students selected several ideas of which prototypes were constructed. These prototypes are currently being tested. The plan is to select the design with the most promise, build the complete system, and begin cultivating the plants. Hopefully, the garden will be in full operation with harvesting by April. And in the end, not only will the students have gained firsthand knowledge of the engineering design process, but they will hopefully also know how to eat just a little bit better. Let me talk for a minute about course selection night. Parents of 8th through 11th grade students, you will want to mark your calendars for Tuesday, March the 6th. Please plan to join us as we talk about all the upcoming options for your high school student. This is an optional drop-in, and so it is from 6 to 7:30 p.m. We will go over electives, AP classes, dual credit courses. For older students, you can come in and you can check your current status to see if you are on track for graduation. And for younger students, you can come and kind of begin to plan out the next 4 years. A note now from our guidance office. Our guidance office continues to grow and improve. This year, we have had more than 6 colleges visit during upper school lunch so far, which is really great because it exposes even the middle school students to colleges and begins to get that thinking on their radar. We are continuing to offer educational opportunities for parents and students on financial and other college preparations. These are always announced in the Beacon, so stay tuned for those announcements. In apprenticeship class, students are getting PSAT and SAT prep and focus time in guidance, in college research, and help with applications and scholarship awareness. And they're developing a portfolio. If you have guidance questions, please reach out to Mrs. Russo at any time. Next, I'm going to highlight just a few upcoming programs for the school year, for the upcoming school year. One in particular is to announce that we are expanding our Honors High School, which we started this year as our pilot year. We are moving the Honors High School into 11th grade. So current Honors High School students, you'll be getting information on what those options will be for next year in the near future. Also, in current 9th graders, incoming 10th graders, you will be given information soon about the requirements for the Honors High School and how you can apply if you're interested. If you have questions about the Honors High School, you can always read about it in the Family Handbook. You can reach out to Mrs. Hurley, our Director of Curriculum and Instruction, or you can always give me a call as well. Finally, I just want to highlight a few things from this year's athletic department. We've had a really good year, and the year's only halfway through. Let's go back to the fall and just talk about the successes of our fall sports teams. First of all, we had boys soccer and girls volleyball both qualified for league and district playoffs. So that was a great accomplishment. Congratulations to the coaches and players of both programs. Speaking of our fall sports, we have this year a really exciting first time occurrence at DaySpring. We have 2 students in our current senior class who are going to be playing collegiate athletics next fall, one of which is our first NCAA Division II student to go and get an athletic scholarship to go play soccer, and that is Cameron Hastings. So congratulations. Emily Hilton will also be going on to play college athletics as well. Congratulations also to Joey Engel. He was a golfer on our varsity golf team, and he qualified for the district tournament and made a great show for Dayspring and on the golf course this past fall. I want to just remind you that we do have our co-op with McCaskey High School. It is in its third year. So for sports that we can't offer, we have a co-op with McCaskey. We've had great success. We have several students who have contributed to their swim team. We have had a senior this year who will be playing baseball with them for his third year. And this year we have a student who's going to be playing tennis. So whether it's tennis, swimming, it could be boys football, it could be boys baseball, it could be girls soccer. Almost any sport that Dayspring doesn't offer, we have an opportunity now with McCaskey High School. So you can reach out to Mrs. Bleeker if you have questions about that. Finally, we are expanding our lacrosse program for this coming spring. We are in the final process right now of finalizing a cooperative sponsorship with Columbia High School. Dayspring will be the host school for girls lacrosse, and we will hopefully pick up a few of their athletes to help contribute to our lacrosse team. And don't forget, May 5th is going to be the Varsity Sports Banquet. So there's been a few announcements for you and updates from the academic side of things in the upper school as well as athletics. And next up, you're going to hear from our lower school principal, Mrs. Dee Henry.
Good evening. I'm Dee Henry, and I'm the elementary principal here at Dayspring. Some changes that we've made this year that we're excited about. In the lower school, we've made a change to our Bible curriculum. We are using a curriculum called Deep Roots. As the title suggests, the curriculum trains our students in the foundations and principles of the Bible. The lessons are chronological. They're in a chronological order through the Bible, using both Old Testament and the New Testament in a two-year cycle. Deep Roots curriculum focuses on worldview and apologetics, as well as a key focus on Jesus in all of the books of the Bible. As usual, our focus is on learning and application of the Bible, as well as character building for each student. The teachers use discussions and questioning strategies to teach this curriculum. These methods lead to great discussions and in turn to great understanding. This curriculum has a technology aspect as well. This is great because parents and children can log on to the website at home and go over lessons and learn and understand things that happen during the day. Parents really enjoy this. We are excited about our firm foundation and our direction that we're taking in our Bible study and in our apologetics for the elementary students. Looking forward, we are focusing on goal setting at the lower school level. The lower school teachers have been involved in an in-service that teaches about goal setting, and we are now making this a priority at the lower school level. Proverbs 29:18 says, "Where there is no vision, the people are unrestrained." Based on this verse, it is easy to see that we all need to set goals, academic goals, as well as character goals. I'm planning a special spiritual emphasis chapel for the students, kindergarten through fifth grade, to teach about biblical goal setting and how to search God's will for the proper goals. Please join us in prayer as we help the students set SMART goals. We have an amazing team at the lower school, and we're looking to the Lord for guidance as we go forward. Please join me in welcoming Joanne Martin.
Thank you, Dee. Hello, my name is Joanne Martin, and I'm the Director of Development with Dayspring. There are several opportunities that are coming up in the next several months to help families support the school. It's that time of year where Dayspring students commit to serving the community through the Serve for Education project. Serve for Education kicked off on Monday, January 29th. Packets went home with students on the 29th. Deadlines and specifics about this year's campaign are all involved in that packet. This year's program is an important fundraiser to help support tuition assistance and to help fill in the funding gaps that we need. If you should have any questions regarding Serve for Education, please don't hesitate to contact the school. Friday, April 6th will be our signature event, the Remember America Speaker Series. This year's event will once again be held at the Lancaster County Convention Center and will feature Eric Metaxas. Mr. Metaxas is the author of the bestseller book, Bonhoeffer. One of his most recent books, If You Can Keep It, The Forgotten Promise of American History, ties closely with Dayspring's Principal Approach Education and the Providential View of History. Mr. Metaxas has written many bestsellers, but did you know that he also wrote for VeggieTales? April 6th will surely be a family-filled, fun-filled event where there's humor and insight all rolled into one. There are many ways families can get involved in the Remember America Speaker Series. We are always looking for volunteers to help during the event. In addition, tickets and sponsorships are now available for purchase. If you would like information on ticket sales, feel free to call Lisa Becker, who is our marketing director. If you are interested in volunteering, you may also call Lisa Becker. If you are interested in many of the sponsorship opportunities that are available, feel free to reach out to me. We hope you'll join us on April 6th. It's going to be a great night. Researchers tell us we are about to go through the largest generational wealth transfer in history, and most of our families and individuals are not prepared for this transfer of wealth that moves from one generation to the next. And what we find is that often wealth is squandered when people are not prepared. On April 17th, we will have a special presentation by Mr. Rick Rogers from Rogers & Associates. This is an opportunity to hear Mr. Rogers, who has proven tips on successful transfer of wealth from generation to generation. This presentation will explain the key drivers to post-transition success used by families to prepare their heirs for the legacy and for that transition. Regardless of your estate size, this is a great seminar to help you and help your heirs to prepare for that transition. Mr. Rick Rogers is well known in Lancaster County for his knowledge and expertise in the field of financial planning. But in addition, Mr. Rogers has been very familiar with Dayspring and has been a wonderful supporter through the lead sponsorship of the Extraordinary Give. This seminar is a great opportunity for anyone interested in hearing from an expert in financial and estate planning. Information on both the Remember America Speaker Series and Leaving a Lasting Legacy can be found on our website or by calling the school.
Hi, my name is Carol Hasting, and most of you know me as the person who helps you re-enroll year over year, reminds you to read the Beacon, and helps you keep connected to school with parent coffees and some of these things that we do to stay connected to you. Now, I have to say that this is the last time that I will ever ask you to re-enroll, and no, I'm not quitting. Shame on you if you thought I was. One thing I have to say is that the Dayspring family stays together, and statistically, year over year, we have really, really great retention. Those are good things. It helps us to build a school community. It keeps your kids and their friends close together. You get to know the other parents really well. You have long-term relationships with teachers, and because of that, as Dr. Myers mentioned, we're going to flip how we've done things. Instead of asking most of us to re-enroll, we'll ask a few who know they won't be coming back to let us know they won't be coming back. Now, you'll still have to re-enroll this year because we have a couple of things that we need you to do. We need you to basically say, yes, I opt into continuous re-enrollment. That's part of it. And to, again, affirm your commitment to some of our key ideas and policies. We want to have those things on record. And I also have to say, we would like for you to continue to read the Beacon, and while that's not an official part of your re-enrollment, it is an unspoken requirement. Now, because of this, because we plan to have your children here with us to graduation, we know that sometimes plans change. You may need to move, for example, and we're not completely locking you into the building, but we are going to say, you know, if you have a chance to let us know as quickly as possible that you're going to be moving, that would be great because we can help you make that transition to your new school. And if you do have questions about continuous re-enrollment, please contact me. You can reach me in my office. Just stop in. You can call me or you can reach me by email. This is also the time of the year that we are welcoming new families into DaySpring, and we have some open houses that are coming up. We're asking for your help in these. Now, we have a few key dates for you to jot down or add to your planner or however you need to do it. Early childhood open house, that's preschool, developmental kindergarten, and academic kindergarten. That open house is Thursday, February 15th. We have an all-school visitation day for 3rd through 5th grade. It will be the morning of Wednesday, February 21st. And through 6th through 12th grade, they have the option to stay for a half day or whole day that same day. That gives students a chance to see a slice of life at DaySpring. And we have students that are hand-picked to host them for the day so that they're not alone checking things out, but they have a friend with them all the time. And our last open house is the all-school open house on Thursday, March 15th. It's in the evening. And so if you have friends or family that you think should come to DaySpring or that need to come to DaySpring, invite them to one of these. Help them get registered or give me a call and let me know they're coming. And even if they don't register in advance, that's okay. They are certainly welcome and we would be happy to see them. If you can, tag along. It helps them to answer some questions and get to know some things from your side and from a student side and even from my side as both the admissions director and a parent. And if you are able, please consider really earnestly praying for the families that are coming next year. We spend a lot of time praying for the people that God leads here, and we know that this DaySpring community is a precious one. Very often it can be difficult to choose a school, and if you think back to when you were looking, you know how people are feeling. Continue to pray for them. I know you don't know who they are. I don't either at this point. But God does know, and He knows who He's drawing to our family. Now, I have to say in closing that this is it. This wraps up the DaySpring Town Meeting for 2018. If you have questions, if you want information, call me at 717-285-2000. Drop an email to me at khasting@dayspringchristian.com. Stop in my office. I'm here most of the time. So, thanks for listening, and remember, read the Beacon.